to Nixon Clay Commercial College, see Austin's so political, and there's always some campaign going on. Yeah. Well, all the time I was going to Commercial College, I was working in those campaigns, and I never did get a graduation certificate or anything. I just gradually worked into these jobs with the knowledge that I'd gotten there.
That's the way to do it. That really is the way to do it. What all clubs and things like that do you
Well, have? I belong to the Austin Federated Women's Club.
Okay, let me get this down. Okay.
And I don't know whether you want this or not, but in the church, United Methodist Women.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, okay.
And
anything else?
I guess that's all. I used to belong to Eastern Star, but I let, and then I used to belong to Professional Women's Club, but I let all that go because I don't drive at night, and they nearly all meet at night.
Yeah. What about travel? Where all have you been?
Well, I'm real fortunate that way. My son, when I retired, my mother had passed on. I stayed with her pretty close for 3 years before she passed on. And Grace said, at the funeral, he said, "Mother, I want to send you to Europe." Mm-hmm. Well, I just thought he was consoling me, you mm-hmm. see. And so finally this check came and scheduled and everything. Well, I just walked around in a state of shock for 3 days because I was scared to go on my own and I didn't want to disappoint him. But I went.
Uh-huh.
And with this...
How long ago was it?
Well, since I've been here, it's in the last few years. I've been to Europe twice. I went back the second time to Spain and Portugal and Morocco.
You decided you liked it. See what
I am. I'm just so restless if I'm not going on a trip.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I've been in Mexico and I've been in Canada, up the East Coast and up the West Coast. And
Been to Prince Edward Island?
Huh?
Have you been to Prince Edward Island up in East?
Well, I took a Caribbean cruise and Haiti and 2 years ago I took that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I loved it. I never had taken a cruise. So I said to my son, I said, "Well, it's not very expensive." I said, "It's just $700," and he said, "Mother, I don't think $100 a day is inexpensive." but what I meant was that we had a plane to Miami, you see, and then on this ship, and I never saw such gorgeous food and all.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you had your cabin, well, we went to all those islands. Well, see, you didn't have to change a thing in your cabin. They'd just pull right up to this island, and then you'd take in that island that day.
Oh, I love it.
It was really wonderful. Have you traveled?
No.
Well, you got a lot of time yet. I hope you don't have to wait till you retire.
Me too. Me too. Let me make sure that...
So much detail.
Oh, no, dude, that's exactly what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. I want to hear. You know what? My husband, tomorrow is going to England. I can't believe it.
Oh, are you going to go?
No, I wish I was.
Oh.
T.I. is sending in on a business trip, but he's going to be there for like 8 days, and they'll get to go sightseeing.
Oh,
and
that's wonderful.
I'm just sick that I couldn't go.
Oh, yes. You'd probably love England.
Oh, well, I'm hoping that he'll like it so much he'll have to go back, and then he'll take
me. And it'll be better because he can then tell you the high points and where to... most interesting things are.
Yeah, I hope that's true. Have you been there?
Uh-huh. I tell you, when you go to England, or any of those European countries, they're all so close together. You know, you